Blog Talk Radio. pray. Proud. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Powerful. Amen. Amen. And this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And God is good. Isn't he profound? I'm telling you. And I just thank God for allowing me to come before you this morning. I want you to go with me this morning. As I begin to get on here and I begin to think about, here we are at the close of the end of the year. Can you believe that? That we've made it. I'm telling you, I thank and praise God. I'm telling you, it's just been I don't know about you, but it's been a triumphant year. I'm telling you, I've been through some things and I've accomplished some things that I didn't think I would. And I've been through some things that I thought I would not encounter. But you know what? God, what the song said, God took me over. I'm telling you. And he definitely took me over from the things that the enemy has set for me. I tell you, the traps, the snares that didn't hold me, and I thank and praise God. I'm telling you, every day I thank him. I don't know about you, but I just go before God and give him thanks because he's so worthy, right? Amen. Of all of our praise, and he's so worthy of all of our, everything that we have to say should just come out edifying the Lord. I'm telling you, and just letting people know how good he is. Amen. Amen. So I'm telling you, it's just been crazy this year, and I just thank God for bringing me through the craziness. Amen. And if I want to encourage you to do the same, look up to the Lord and tell him, Lord, thank you for bringing me through the craziness. Amen. Amen. Because some folks couldn't make it out. Amen. And some people turned back and went the other way. But I just thank God where I am here today. Amen. Amen. So I want you to go with me to Mark. Amen. Mark chapter 11. Amen. Mark chapter 11. I want to encourage you this morning because some people walk around with their heads held down. They don't think, they don't understand the goodness of God and what he can do for you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what God has planned for you. How about that? What God has planned for you. Amen. So I want you to go with me right now. Amen. Amen. If you don't mind, over to Mark chapter 11. Amen. Verse 22-23. Amen. 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 That's a powerful song. That song touched my heart when you pray. When I think about, you know, a lot of times I've gotten in situations. I'm going to talk about me for a minute. And, you know, I go like, Lord, you know, I'm just like the rest of us. Amen. I might leap into something. And so I made a business decision and I leaped into something. And I said, Lord, maybe I should have thought about that, prayed about it before I did it. But I was so excited about that particular opportunity that I didn't think it through. How many of us know what I'm talking about? So instead, I leaped and I took it on, and then it looked like one thing after another thing after another thing that surrounded that particular thought process and that decision just kept going haywire. The person attached to it that initially negotiated the contract ended up, they left, they quit the job. Then the next person that I was given over to, they ended up quitting the job. And then it turned out that the money I was pouring in, I was still pouring in money, and I was trying to figure what in the world is going on. And it seemed like the person that took over, they began to say, well, you don't have to do that until we're ready. And so the whole thing went disembobulated. Y'all know what I'm saying? Amen. So I began to wonder. I said, Lord, I know I had to repent, because I said, God, I should have came to you before I initiated the contract. And unlike what I normally do, I normally go to God and pray about it and wait a couple of days. I was so excited. Y'all know what I'm saying? I was so excited, I just jumped on it. And it just seemed like it never went right. So I went to God and I said, God, look, if this ain't about you, if you're not in this, first of all, I repent for not seeking your guidance in it before I did it. And that was the first thing I said to God. Then I said, Lord, I promise you, I will be more conscientious about coming to you before I leap into anything like this, any business transaction or anything else, God. And I will try to be consistent. And I just asked your strength in me doing so. So I went to the Lord, you know, and I repented about it and I went to God. And then, you know, turned around. Then the next guy quit. And I was like, what in the world is going on? So I'm back at scale one. I'm still waiting for the same thing. So I've come to conclusion. I've given it over to God. Why? Because I need my peace. You know, I need my joy. And I don't need anything taking that from me. God wants us to have the good life. And when I put that message up there, I meant that with all my heart. He doesn't want anything getting in the way of hindering us from having that from him. You say, well, what do I mean by that? I mean, like, he doesn't want you being conscious about about something that you have no control over when he does, amen? The word of God tells us that, amen? That God, amen, is in control of all things. Jesus told us God, there was no one good but God. Remember that? So he told you also that when you pray, he gave us specific prayers and how to pray. And a lot of people, they deviate from that. You hear people, they go on long and hard with these long, drawn-out prayers. But in essence, the prayer is what Jesus has given us, amen? Everything else is great, don't get me wrong. But when we come to the Father, we should come knowing what we're seeking, what we're asking God to do, amen? And be specific in our prayers, amen? So, you know, when we think about this, and I hope I'm not confusing nobody, but the point of it is if you want the good life and you want God to give you the good life, we need to seek the things of God, amen? We need to seek to do the things of God, amen? And not put them on the back burner and do what we want to do. Because what I'm saying, the business transaction I got involved in was so confusing and went all haywire. Why? Because I didn't seek God first. Amen, amen, amen. And so if I really sought God first, then it would have worked out for my good. Whether it had went through or not, it would have worked out for my benefit, and it wouldn't be sitting in confusion. Because how many of us know the author of confusion is who? The enemy. It is not God. Amen. Amen. So I want to encourage you, if you're about to invoke on anything, any kind of business decision, anything that you're about to do, purchase a home or purchase a car or put your child in a particular college or school, or you just woke up this morning, give God the glory and go to God about whatever it is, I'm telling you, and look for his direction and guidance, and he will be true to that, because that is the word of God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. So again, I asked you to go to Mark 11:22-23. I promise you I'm not going to be before you long, but I want to get this message to someone that's listening, because I know it is a profound message. Amen. 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 So again, Mark 11:22-23. Amen. Amen. Are y'all with me? Amen. I guess I better get there too. Amen. Amen. 22-23. Amen. I'm going to start from 21. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, remember, behold, the fig tree, which thou cursest, is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have so whatsoever he saith. Amen. Amen. Therefore, I say unto you, I just feel led to go on, what things whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. Amen. If ye have aught against any, amen. If ye have aught against any, if you got a problem with anybody, if you're disgusted with anybody, if you got a problem and an issue that you need to get right, he said, go back and get it right. Amen. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Amen. Amen. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. The good life. Amen. So obtaining the good life requires what? I'm going to do a series on this because there's some people that need to understand that. You got folks walking around and they think they've obtained the good life, but then suddenly something happened. The Bible tells us about how people walk around in pride and sudden is their destruction. Amen. And those are people that walk around and say to themselves, I don't owe nobody nothing. I ain't got to say nothing to nobody. They just roll over people like it's nothing. They say any people feelings, they'll do anything. They have no obligation to God or anyone else. They feel everything that has happened to them is because they've worked hard and they've earned it. And that's it. But yet they don't understand the Bible says that suddenly is their destruction. Suddenly, he says, a man of pride, a person with pride, he says, as pride followed them, also a sudden their destruction. The word of God tells us that. He says, before pride, he said, after pride is a great fall. Did you know that? Amen, amen. So I want to encourage those of you this morning that are seeking the good life from God. First of all, you need to know to forgive those that have trespassed against you. Amen. Those that have done things to you. When we think about the Our Father prayer, amen, it says, Our Father, which is art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespassed against us, as we forgive those who trespassed against us. Amen, amen. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Now, I want to go back to what he said. Forgive us our trespasses. Amen. And those prayers, it's asking God to forgive us our trespasses, the things we've done to people, the things we've said to people. You may say, well, they don't care. Or they didn't mean, I don't care. I know someone right now, the holidays had came, and they had a family event. It was my sister. I'm being honest. I know she'd probably say, you put me on blast, but I'm telling you. And so we have never seen the same eyes, and for some reason, whatever it is, it's fine. I'm the oldest, and she's like the middle child. So, you know, lower down to the other kids. And there was two groups. There was a younger group and an older group. Well, I'm the older group. And so she didn't invite me. Well, I don't do things they do. I don't drink alcohol. And I don't go around beating people over the brush of sin, amen, amen, because I believe like Jesus. I believe in prayer, and I believe in deliverance, but I don't believe that I have to beat you over the head to know when you see the light coming, amen. So what happened, she turned around, and she had a family gathering, and she didn't invite me, and I was like, okay, she didn't invite me. It hurt at first, because I said, Lord, I had a beautiful gathering at my own house. You know, it was my immediate family, my kids, and, you know, we had a great time, but at the same time, I felt it was awkward. My mother's gotten up in age, and I would think we would want to have stuff together so that, you know, God knows, so we give her opportunity to be around her family as much as possible before she leave the land of living. But instead, my sister saw a salt way of having something, and then my mom told me later why she had done it. I didn't know, but, you know, it just shows you never know why people do a thing. And but anyway, let me not run too fast, anyway, because this story is going to help somebody out there. So anyway, the invitation, she was going around calling people up, and she was saying, I'm having a dinner, I'm having a family dinner, I'm having a family dinner. And I was thinking to myself, okay, I am the family, a part of the family. So she had the dinner, and she told my mother, she said, oh, I posted her, I invited her through Facebook. She said she invited me through Facebook, and I was like, well, we're not even on Facebook together. And I use mine for ministerial, I don't use it for personal. And so she said, told my mother, and my mother said, well, I told my mom, I said, I check it, I'm not on there. And so my mom was sort of like bewildered, like, why my sister do that? And then my mom realized later on in the day when I saw my mom, I said, well, thank God I wasn't starving. I went to pick my mom up, and, you know, I still want to spend time with her. And I took her to my other sisters, and, you know, we talked there, all of us. And she said, well, maybe because, you know, she said because they were drinking alcohol, and they'd had a lot of liquor going and a lot of stuff going across that I wouldn't have been pleased with. And I said, well, wow, you know, I was like astonished. And, you know, because I'm thinking maybe I said something, maybe I did something. I mean, I know we had some verbal words, not cruel words, but words where, you know, that instructional words in the past, which she had difficulty receiving from me, but it was a fact. For me, what had got me was when I realized that God has always got us covered, because the reason that she didn't want me there was because they were serving alcohol and drinking. Now, where I was perplexed was she's in church, she's a usher, and her husband's a, what do you call the people, trustee, you know, I don't know, I'll use that word loosely, trustee in the church. And they devout, they always going, but yet they said they had the coolers going and the liquor going, and they were going to a party that night. And I thought, okay, you know, so I understand that the word of God says that we're not to be here when we don't go everywhere. But I believe like Jesus, you know, you never know where people need to be delivered and set free. And no, I wasn't going to come in. But what I'm saying is I could have went around and held a grudge over that. I could have been angry and bitter. I could have said, you know what, how dare they do me like that? I could have been hungry, you know, at my house, no food. I could have been without anything. And they were sitting over there having dinner and not inviting me because they thought I'm going to come and say something about their activities. But you know what? I'm here to tell you right now, at the end of the day, when you say you saved and you go out and do stuff that's contrary to the will of God, I ain't got to say nothing. Because let me tell you something. The Lord will deal with you. Amen, amen. I don't know who I'm talking to. He will deal with you because he knows what you do in the dark. He said that he would expose it if you don't change. The word of God says that. He said, I'll pull the covers off. So whatever you're doing, may it be adultery, may it be things that any other things that are carnality, anything that's a sin against God, and you know in your heart that is a sin against God, and you can't even bring saints around to it, amen, because you're supposed to be a saint too, and you can't, and anyone that's accepted Jesus Christ as a Savior is a saint. So I'm not saying I'm above anyone. I'm just telling you that's the word of God. But I'm saying if you're doing anything contrary to the will of God, you need to know that God will expose you if you don't stop. Amen? Amen. So my portion in this was saying I had to learn to forgive. Why? Because I want to live the good life. I can't walk around and expect God to do great things for me, and I stand firm and ask the Lord Jesus to do stuff for me and come into the throne room saying, Lord, I need you to make this business transaction move through so it can stop being out in the land of nowhere, because I can't figure out what did I do, and I need, it ain't about me. It could be about something I did or some grudge I'm holding. It could be about it can be something that lined up with me, correction, amen, amen, that I'm holding up. But when I go to God like that and leave it with God and go to the person and say, look, if I did something to offend you, I'm sorry. Now, the Bible said if they can't receive you, that's fine. But still know that your heart was right in doing so. If nothing else, if you know they want, if they're going to be violent and upset when you get to them, just look up to the Lord and say, Lord, I repent for holding a grudge against that person. I repent for saying that about them. And leave it at the altar. Leave it with the Lord. Amen, amen. But don't walk around and go into 2016 holding a grudge against anyone. With my sister, I prayed for God to bless her and her husband in a mighty way. Bless them. I'm telling you, the Bible says to bless them that curse you and say all manner of wickedness against you. Pray for them that they see God. Amen, amen. Don't hold a grudge against them. Amen, amen. Because, see, I wouldn't have never known the reason that they didn't invite me wasn't because so much of her not liking me, which was fine, but it was more so because they didn't want me to see what they were doing. And that's just so sad, because you know what? Like the Bible said, he'll pull the covers off. Now, yeah, them being dedicated in the house of God, that's something for their pastor to deal with the situation that's going on. But here it is, I am not judge nor jury. I am a servant of the Most High God like the rest of us. I am pressing just like Paul every day toward the mark. Amen, amen. I have many thorns and afflictions that come at me, and I have to constantly keep pushing. Remember, when you leave the life of a sinner, those demons are still trying to get back in that garnished body. Don't y'all sit there and try to be perfect. That's a fact. Amen, amen. So I want to encourage you, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever somebody did to you, to give it to the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Give it to God and watch what he will do. Watch how he'll turn your situation around. Amen. Have the faith to believe God. Everyone, amen, would like to have the kind of faith that's talked about in the Bible. Amen, amen. The kind of faith that we move through. And we can have that faith. Faith is a spiritual resource that comes from God. It is given to every believer. Amen, amen. And so it's up to you to cultivate that faith by reading the Word of God, getting into the Word of God, believing God's Word, and allowing his love to flow through you. Amen. And no matter who you encounter, I don't care what kind of demonic influence is attacking them. Amen. You rebuke that and keep going, because that love, I'm telling you, that love is going to chase away the fear. Amen. And that love is going to change that heart. Amen, amen, amen. So I don't know who it is I'm talking to this morning. I don't know who it is, but I'm encouraging you, as you go into 2016, leave the hurt and the disappointments and all the other crazy discombobulated stuff of 2015 and 2015, and let God have his way. Amen, amen. So I want to thank God for each and every one of you. Allow me to come before you, because remember, to live the good life, you have to move forward. You can't look back, amen. You can't walk around with unforgiveness in your heart, amen. If you want God to be there whenever you ask, amen, amen. If you want to receive the things of God, if you want to receive the things that God has for you, you want a release, I'm telling you. You want blessing. I hear people tell me, sow $100 and sow $200. Well, that's a given. You know, sometimes I've been known, and I said, Lord, I'm not going to do that no more. You know, sow $40, and before the end of the year, you're going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed anyway if you live up to the according to the word of God. That's scripture. Amen, amen. Now, you sowing seed, yes, it's going to bless you too, and God's going to be pleased, because because your seed is going to allow others to receive the word of God. Amen, amen. And I tell people that all the time when you sow into this ministry. Amen, amen. And I'm not saying just this ministry. If you sow into Billy Graham's ministry, if you sow into any ministry that's doing the will of God, you're going to be blessed. Amen. If you sow into your neighbor who has no food, you're going to be blessed. Amen, amen. If you go to the prison and see someone that can't come out, you're going to be blessed. If you go to the nursing home and you see those that are locked in, if you go to the orphanage and you help there, you're going to be blessed. Because you being a blessing, you're going to receive a blessing. Amen, amen. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm trying to get this message to you. It's important that you not stand around and think about what someone did to you to offend you as we walk into this next year, that you understand what God wants from you. Amen. And that if you don't, you get before God and say, God, show me. Hallelujah. Show me the way. Hallelujah. And he will do so. Amen. Amen. You will be blessed going in and blessed coming out. I'm telling you, seek the Father and watch what he will do. Amen. I want to repeat to you, and Jesus said, and when you stand praying, forgive. And if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. 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 Now, once you do that, he says what? In verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whatsoever you say unto this mountain, be thou removed, amen, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall not doubt, and shall not doubt in your heart, amen, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, amen, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So let's break it down as I close out, that if you already forgave someone that had something to forgive against you, and you let it go and gave it to God, amen, amen, now when you stand somewhere before God and you ask God for it, amen, amen, and God knows you ain't asking for nobody's husband, amen, but you ask God for it, amen, and it lines up with the will of God, amen, amen, and you ain't asking God for nobody's wife, amen? Can I say that, amen? Because folks get a little crazy here. I'm saying, but if you ask God for it, and it line up with the will of God, amen? Maybe it be a troublesome child that you need to come back home, amen? Maybe it may be some situations, your finances just don't seem right. God may need to give you the increase, the raise, amen? The promotion, hallelujah, God. Whatever the good life you're seeking, amen? When you stand before God, after you've forgiven that person, and you begin to speak that has come to pass, watch God move. Amen, amen, amen. Because remember, the power of life and death is where? In the tongue. Amen, amen. And I just want to encourage you again. If you want to seek the good life, seek God first. Amen, amen. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank and praise God for you. And I want to encourage you also as I get ready to close out, that you please, please, please support us at Push Global Ministries. Go to www.pushglobalministries.org and support us as we continue to move forward with the revivals and the ministries. I'm telling you, I thank and praise God for each and every one of you. I ask the Lord to give you whatever desires of your heart is that line up with his will, and that this message may tug upon your heart about forgiveness. Hallelujah. And that none of you walk into 2016 with unforgiveness on your heart. Amen. As I said, I could have easily carried that into 2016, but I thank and praise God that the Lord allowed me to know what to pray for. And even though I have others that I could just list out to you right now that I should have something against, I will continue to stand firm and steadfast and pray for them as well, as I hope you pray for me as well. Amen, amen. So I thank and praise God for you. I thank God for every one of you. Father God, just lift up everyone listening, God. Touch their heart, allow this spiritual nugget, God, to not lay dormant, be multiplied and fruitful in their heart, God. And Father God, whatever they're decreeing, declaring, God, let it come forth, God. Let the testimonies come forth, God. And let the family members they've been praying for and seeing for, God, let them turn their lives around and come back to you, Lord, and their full love. Hallelujah. And I thank God for each and every one of you again. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin. Please go to www.pushglobalministries and check us out about the upcoming revivals. I love you. I love you. And know this, God loves you more. Amen, amen, amen. Praise. Hallelujah. God loves you more.
Let me hear Los Angeles make some noise in this place.